Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back. Happy birthday to our guy, Tyler Milner. He is turned 35 in the building.
Thank you.
Hold on. You're on the backside of 30.
That's right. It's still mid.
The mid.
36 is backside, I believe.
When it struck midnight, he's on that old backside.
It's mid. Mid. He gets 1 year mid.
Mm-mm. He's on the backside. There ain't no mid.
Yes, there is. Just like when I turned 45.
He got 30. Mid. He got the first day when he turned 30.
I don't turn 35 technically until 6:26 p.m.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Well, at 6:25.
Well, then I'm going to stop saying happy birthday to your ass then.
Battling Clint's narrative, man, like CJ with Pat yesterday. You know?
Yeah.
I know.
I know. It's just 35.
You're just on the backside of 30.
You know, it's mid. Mid-30s right there for
who
1 year.
Who sings that song? On the backside.
I tell you right now, I ain't got it.
I don't have it.
Back on my home.
Give me 6 years. Give me 35 years. They gonna have it. I'm sure somebody on the text line, YouTube and Twitch will pick it up.
It's old school country.
By the way, also, Tyler shares a birthday with Clint's youngest. She turns 2 today. A big day in the Sterner household.
Laney James. She's 2.
She's 2. So
she's easy to love, y'all. She's easy to love, boy. I tell you what, sweetheart. Loves to eat, smile, laugh. Just a matter of time before she's kicking ass.
There you go. Think she's going to be an ass kicker?
Ain't no doubt.
She's going to be more of the ass kicker of the two?
Yes. Her big sister's got a rude awakening coming.
She's winning all the battles right now.
She's about 2 pounds from her right now and built different. She hits a little harder.
Really?
She pushes a little harder.
She's 2 pounds from? Really?
She was 3 pounds from her 6 months ago down there. So, yeah, she's.
Might have caught her.
Yeah, she got.
Somebody said John Connolly.
There it is. I believe that is right.
Two different texts coming in. Three different texts. There he goes, John.
That is correct.
Back on my own.
Thanks, Adam. All right. So a lot to get to. By the way, also, me listening in the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win a pair of tickets front row on the bullpen. Listen, I was listening to you earlier as you were doing a little tape drop. And you're right. I think I personally need to give the offensive line a shout-out. Man, I got it. I still will tell you, I do not love Titus Howard playing out of position and playing guard.
It's not pretty.
But we've asked for this group, can you just be average? Damn it, can you just be average? And they've played the most important games of their season the last 2 or 3 weeks. They're on a 4-game streak, but that the last 2 weeks in particular, Buffalo, Indy, those are going to be really tough and tight games. And to be honest, with the Chiefs and their pass rush this year, I think that the Texans should be able to play in a similar vein that they've played the last 2 weeks as well. But they have gone out and they've looked above average. Right? At times, they've looked above average. There are even the sacks you feel like, I don't know I could put that on them. Right? There was one. Ed Ingram got his ass kicked by that Wormley or Worley guy. He just hit him with a swim move and just left Ed. And that was one of the sacks. That was on Ed. But for the most part, and it's weird too, Clint, because when you look at the numbers that you would attach to the offensive line, there were still multiple sacks. They didn't really run the ball great. But still with my eyes, I felt like they played well. Like just the visual watching them look like they played well. So I give a shout out to Cole Popovich, to Nick Cayley, to all the five that they've started to roll with. It took them a minute, but they found a group, at least right now, what they have shown the last few weeks, that they can win with, and they've played much, much better. And that's a team that does a lot of stunts and plays a lot of games up front, and that was just hell. Anybody did that to the Texans last year, and really early too, would give them problems. And the best compliment is I never, ever watched that game and thought, man, the Texans' offensive line is giving them problems.
Yeah, here's what I think is different today about the Houston Texans' offensive line, based on the film. There is a real desire to display physicality in how you play offensive line. Like, it's not just the coach saying it. It's not just D'Amico wanting it. And I'm not saying they're the most physical group in the game. What I'm telling you is the guys up there, Jake Andrews, Ed Ingram, Trent Brown, I think Ursary's even got a little bit of that in him. Titus is a fish out of water, but he's getting the job done. But there is an effort, a want to play the position with a certain level of physicality, and it's not just talk any longer. And there is a willingness and an effort to finish. Right? These guys, they still play at times with rough technique and mechanics, to steal a phrase from D'Amico and Nick. The mechanics and technique aren't always there. So they'll get turned sideways from time to time, or they'll get in chase mode, or they maybe not get squared up on somebody in a run game. But because they're willing to get a piece of a defender and hang on for dear life and run their feet, then the ball carrier, whether it's Nick Chubb or Woody Marks or the quarterback C.J. Stroud, is able to navigate the pocket or avoid that particular defender in the scheme that the defense is running. That's the difference in this offensive line. What we saw previously was coaches talking about wanting to be physical and talking about finishing and talk about communicating, but none of that was getting accomplished.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Oh, speaking of, what's the breaking news you got from the Texans?
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of the offensive line here in Houston, the Texans have just announced they have waived guard Laken Tomlinson. He is no longer with the squad.
Well, that's not a surprise. I was wondering if they were going to do that. He had just completely fallen out of favor. He was starting early, rotating early, and then they put 62 in there for him, and then it was all she wrote. We never saw him again. And Laken Tomlinson, just seeing a release from the Texans, Laken Tomlinson waived. And this is interesting. A lot of people have been texting in about the Steelers releasing Darius Slay, the corner who played with the Eagles and won a championship last year, the veteran corner. He's been released. They picked up Adam Thielen, the receiver, as well, but they released Darius Slay. Don't know what move the Texans are going to make to add to their roster, but this is the second guy in the last couple of weeks that we thought was going to be a contributor to the offense. Damian Pierce they released, and now they've done it with Laken Tomlinson, and we're just talking about the offensive line.
Yeah, look, a couple things. I don't think it changes the conversation we just had, obviously, because he was below Juice Scruggs, and Juice Scruggs is in a rough spot, so...
Patterson.
Yeah, I mean, there's several guard options available, so this shouldn't surprise anybody. So, I mean, I immediately go from not a big deal in terms of the Texans' product right now. But boy, what another shot in the tail end of Nick Caserio's offseason acquisitions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, right. Boy, you got Cam Robinson, Lake and Tomlinson. Those two cats right there were the two biggest O-line adds that you had. That's a rough one to stomach when you I guess him not playing was bad enough, but now that he ain't even playing well enough to stay on a damn squad.
But you wonder if that, like, what is that? That's something to keep an eye open on what they do to fill that roster.
Well, it clears a spot, yeah. And I would argue that any veteran secondary player that has versatility in their game, whether it's outside corner, inside corner, safety, nickel defender, whatever it may be, I would say that there's a real possibility that they would bring him in.
Now, especially how he spoke about the safety.
Miles Bryant?
No, Ward, Jimmy Ward.
Oh, Jimmy Ward,
He said when he was asked about Jimmy Ward, he just flat said no update on Jimmy Ward. That's starting to sound like Mixon.
Yeah, he's starting to get on the outs a little bit right
now. Yeah, it's starting to sound like he's not rolling. But yeah, and they just had another injury in that defensive back room as well, with Reed going out. So, yeah, that could be something to watch, they're making a move to add somebody else to this roster.
Well, you got to – I mean, you're just one injury away and you're covered offenders from having to all of a sudden start moving folks around again. If God forbid you lose an outside corner, you're in a tough spot. Even though Tremont Smith has been really good this year when he's had to play, I do think that there's a chance that a Darius Slade type of move could be made when these guys randomly come available. I mean, I don't know enough about Darius Slade of like is he a guy that I think D'Amico's got a you know, there's a willingness to take a swing at a player like that if he knows that it's his kind of dude. Does he have versatility and can he play multiple positions? And does he have the right personality and is he a great fit? There's not a big enough need right now for him to go, hey, Dez King, let's bring you back and all of a sudden you can play and get actual run. Like, I don't think there's a dire enough situation in the secondary to do that. But there's damn sure a situation where I think D'Amico Ryans, if he sees where he can add a veteran that's versatile, that can play multiple positions and add some depth at the very least to this defense, because it's clear if they're going to win playoff games, it's going to be because of the defense. And so you might as well load up. Yeah, you might as well load up.
Now, I will say, you know, that Pittsburgh defense wasn't playing great. And I don't know if they...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I don't know them releasing Darius Slade being released from that defense. I don't know how much that screams and says, boy, you better jump on it and go get it, because, like, obviously the Texans, I don't think they need another corner. Right. Maybe they could get some help in the secondary. But I mean, I wouldn't look at it and say, boy, they are in desperate need to bring in somebody, Clint, that isn't the right fit, that isn't, and that can't really fill and play the position that you need. Tyler just said in my ear, they've got two all open roster spots right now.
Texans do?
Yeah, to fill.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I don't, it wouldn't shock me one bit if a Darius Slay like player would, If you've got to win with great defense, it's no longer about, boy, I got a desperate need. I need a starter. Now it becomes about, okay, how can I buy some insurance? We got a month left in the season in the playoffs. Looks like we got a shot to get in. How can I buy me some insurance? And where do I need insurance? And the secondary right now, the secondary is definitely where you're thin. I mean, the only saving grace right now, the only reason I'm not saying absolutely go after is because Tremont Smith has played well this year. And I don't know if that's because our defensive front is so damn good and D'Amico's been so good, or if he's actually played that well. So loading up on defense, it wouldn't shock me one bit if they didn't feel the need to do more of it with a month left in the season.
Yeah, news there from the Steelers. Steelers and quarterback Darius Slay have a mutual agreement to part ways, according to his agent Drew Rosenhaus. Slay is interested to continue to play and will consider signing with other teams, but his time at Pittsburgh has come to an end, according to Adam Schefter. So as we said, Clint, they're not going to sit here with just two open roster spots. They're going to do something to add to this team. Hell, even if they weren't in the playoff race, they would do something to add to this team. They're going to do something to add to this team. So now the thought is, well, where do they need help? Safety seems to be a spot when you're looking at the injuries they have, and nothing about what he said about Jimmy Ward. We've heard him speak up about Jimmy Ward and say how he's coming along. This one now, he's just in the comment.
Darius Slay gives you an opportunity, if that is indeed something that the Texans are interested in, that gives you an opportunity. Remember the conversations we were having at the beginning of the season of how they could – you know, if the kid from USC that they drafted in the third round, if he worked out, the ability to slide Kamari Lassiter into the slot. Now you can play three true corners and cover situations where you could lock some guys down potentially. Darius Slay gives you that. Darius Slay would give you the opportunity to have that depth and some insurance. So. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me one bit. I could sit here and talk myself into getting real turned on and find a real need for a Darius Slay type
especially
player.
If you got two spots open. You ain't lying though. What's that? Tomlinson, Gardner Johnson,
Cam Robinson, Christian Kirk.
But at least Christian's still on the roster.
We done draw a line where it doesn't. As long as
I'm just looking at the guys that
made the team halfway through.
That's three of your top free agent guys that just didn't even make it to Christmas. December.
If we're being honest, Lakin didn't make it midway either. He's been here, but he didn't make it.
That is rough. Good for him that Higgins is starting to come on. Ed Ingram has been a good move.
And draft picks look good.
Draft picks are looking decent, yeah. Look better as the season's going on, but
he's big as hell.
Yeah, Ariante Erstery. Yep, big as hell. All right, let's do a little real or fake. I pose a question. You let me know if it is real or fake. We'll do that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here on The Drive. It is Tuesday. We do play a little real or fake each and every Tuesday. 713-572-4610 on the text line. You can get involved. YouTube and Twitch, you can get involved as you do each and every week. I pose a statement. You tell me if that statement is real or fake. All right, let's start here with you, Clint. Tyler will not be able to be objective. We'll see. We'll try it. Whether they get in or not, the Texas Longhorns are one of the 12 best teams in the country, real or fake?
Ooh. I would say real.
Longhorn Nation, we're back!
Obviously, we know there are certain things that were the top 12 don't automatically get in because of the non-Power 5 team that gets in. But you think from what you've watched in college football this year, in all account, you think Texas is one of the 12 best teams?
Yeah, I do. I mean, what are they, 16 right now? Michigan lost ahead of them, so they're going to at least be 15 or 14.
Will they jump Vandy?
Vandy won, right?
Yeah.
No,
they beat Vandy.
I don't know. I don't know what to think. I'm not looking at it, but do I think they're one of the 12 best teams in the country? Yes. I think that's fair to say. I mean, they're going to be, hell, the committee's going to have them at 15 or 14. So you're talking about two spots. Three teams that are currently in the college football playoff on their schedule that they beat. Played the number one, undisputed number one team in the country, played them to the nails, beat one of the top three teams in the country that was in top three damn near all year long. I would say that they're a top 12 team.
Yeah, text line coming in fake, text line coming in real, text line BS, and doesn't say BS. Real or fake, Tyler, you watched them play against your team on Friday. Is Texas for you as fair as you can be, as objective as you can be? Are the Texas Longhorns one of the 12 best teams in the country?
That is real. However, Arch Manning had his head up his ass against the number one team in the nation, Ohio State. Played like ass. You lost to Florida, and you lost by 25 to Georgia. So you ain't getting in. But they're one of the 12 best, sure. Real.
It is hard for me with them because I want to say, boy, they can get up for big games. But then other ones, they don't. Like that Georgia game, I mean, you got 21 old in the fourth quarter. Like that was a tough one to watch. And then, like when I watch them against Kentucky, they didn't feel like they've had a couple of just bad performances. Right now, all of them didn't end up in losses, but they like the Kentucky, Mississippi State, Georgia, Florida. Like those games are, I think so. When I look it up and down, I think so. Although, I don't know if I think they're better than Vanderbilt if they played on a neutral site, right? I know they beat Vandy at home. I don't know how I feel about that. I'll say real because we can see their ceiling of how they played against A&M and Oklahoma. But boy, they just had some inconsistent performances that other teams that are up there have been more consistent this year. So, I don't know, man. They're a hard one to me to judge.
It's definitely a tough one to judge. I think if you start looking through all of those top 14, I think that all of them they struggled with teams they probably shouldn't have struggled with. Now they lost to a team they shouldn't have lost to, so that's obviously the deal breaker here. But if we're just talking top 12, I mean, I would venture to say that they're better than Vandy. I would venture to say they're better than BYU. I think there's a conversation there about Oklahoma, even though Oklahoma's playing really, really good football right now.
Yeah, they beat them on a neutral site. Yeah,
I think there's some, You know, and you know they got better dudes than some of the teams that are up there in the top 14 right now, just on paper for what that's worth. So, yeah, look, I would have a hard time if we're just having a conversation about the 12 best teams in the country, not the fact that one outside the group of four team gets in or whatever. I mean, forget about that. Just top 12, I would have a hard time leaving Texas out.
All right, real or fake, Clint, the New York Giants will be the most attractive head coaching job available next year. Real or fake?
Who all is available right now? Tennessee, New York?
Tennessee. I don't know if the Raiders, they did just hire him, but they're firing everybody. so you never know. I think Miami's probably going to be open potentially, although you never know. Cincinnati has a chance to be open.
Well, obviously, if one of the jobs comes open, like with Joe Burrow in the building, then the answer is going to be them. But right now, I think that is a
Arizona probably.
Yeah, I think that's a sexy. I think it's a sexy get. I think Jackson Dart right now, even though last night wasn't great, I think he's shown a ton of promise. And there's something there with the Jackson Dart kid about just the leadership, the you know, the ability to guys to gravitate to him and accept him for who he is and how he plays. And I was dead wrong on the mobile part of his game, not making him killed, but the mobile part of his game yeah. Translates a lot better than I ever thought it would. I think right now you got to say it's the best opening, isn't it?
Yeah, it's depending on how you feel about him. And with him, it does feel like he's going to have the right coach. You know, there are some quarterbacks that, like, I think there's probably more of a pool of coaches that could get the best out of Caleb Williams than I think there's a pool of coaches that could get the best out of Jackson Dart. I think you got to find, because everything else, they've got a really good young left tackle, which you look for. They've got a great young defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And multiple guys. Hell, they've got so many guys over there, they could make a move to go and maybe add somewhere else. Obviously, they've got a great young receiver. They've got Scataboo. They've got a lot of parts there with that team that you could get excited about. So, yeah, I would say depending on the other quarterback positions, I probably feel better about him than Tua. I feel better about him than maybe some of the other quarterback spots that are going to open up around the league. So, yeah, man, that's going to be one a lot of people are clamoring for. Pittsburgh may come open the way we're hearing things. So, there's a lot there with the Giants. Didn't look great last night as they helped Tyler to get to 0-4. Tyler went 0-4 on those bets last night.
That sucked.
Didn't get.
Oh, no, did he?
First over of our NFL slates this season, I will say. But, yeah, it wasn't good. None of them were ever particularly close.
Not close.
Good night for me to sit one out, wasn't it, T?
Yeah, when they arrived at 30 in that first half, I thought, well, boy.
Whee!
That's the plus 7.5.
Sons of bitches.
Or the total. Is not looking good here. It is not looking good here. All right, coming up. Tyler, listen, I've waited as long as I could with this. I'm disappointed in your people.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
just wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm interested to hear about this.
I really am. Not white people.
The Millers?
I would have said you too.
That's what the whites used to do.
I'm disappointed in your people, Tyler. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Aggie ring, baby.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'll get to why I'm disappointed in Tyler and his people. Just a second. Big day today, a Texans Ticket Tuesday, 5 o'clock hour. You got a chance to win a pair of tickets, front row seats in the bullpen. Not for Sunday's game. We're not giving you airfare to Kansas City. But for the game against the Cardinals, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets. Texans Ticket Tuesday. So, 5 o'clock hour, stay tuned. Again, if you're on Twitter, IG, text line, YouTube, Twitch, say happy birthday to not only Clint's daughter, Lainey, who's turning 2, but also Tyler Milton, turning 35. It is his birthday, so happy birthday to both of them. You can.
I can't believe you hadn't sang happy birthday yet, man. T told me in the hallway before we got started, he said, he's really hoping to hear it from you today.
Yeah. Yeah. We're struggling here. Been a bit disappointed. By the way, also wanted to update you if you missed it. The Texans made a roster move. They let and waived.
A roster boo boo?
Roster boo boo. They waived Lakin Tomlinson, the guard, another member of the offseason free agency or trade that is no longer on the team. He had been a healthy scratch here the last couple of weeks, and now he's officially gone. So they do have two roster spots open. So I'm certain Nick Caserio and D'Amico are on the horn trying to figure out how best to fill those spots. Right now, Darius Slay was let go. A lot of people have been texting in about that. He was let go, the veteran corner from the Steelers. He is also, through Adam Schefter, said he is still interested in still playing this year and could sign with another team. So two roster spots open, and we'll see where the Texans go from here. All right, Clint, Tyler, I'm a bit disappointed in Tyler's people. I heard it from John Lopez first. I've seen it on the text line, YouTube, and Twitch. The way that A&M fans have downplayed this Texas game.
Move on quick, man. Short-term memory. Ain't that right, T?
It's not just the short-term memory.
Now, I'm not downplayed-ish.
I'm not going to put everybody in it, but like, yeah, like Lopez, I heard him. Yeah, it was a tough loss, but ultimately, it really didn't matter.
Well, that's not true.
Because of the college football playoff and all that. Like, I even heard him say, yeah, it sucks we didn't get a chance to win the SEC, but yeah, we still got the college football playoff. I've seen people text in, so what? A&M didn't show up. Who cares? Whatever. Yeah, congratulations, Texas. This is a big deal. This was a big deal walking into it, and I know you're going to be mad at me, Tyler, but I do feel like this game means a ton to A&M.
I might surprise you because I'm not disagreeing with the word you've said so far.
Like, Texas has OU, and there may be some people who feel like that's as big, if not bigger. But, like, you have wanted to play them. They sent you out. Didn't you lose your last game in the Big 12 conference that last time you played them there?
I was there too.
Sorry about that. And then you lose at home, big
Justin
one.
Tucker.
Last
you,
year.
You knew that. You didn't have to put it in question for me.
I knew the answer to that question.
No, you're not wrong on any of this.
But to downplay this thing like it's not a big deal. Weak. No, it's a big deal. Stop acting like this.
I'm not over yet. It's absolutely a big deal. It can all be true. Yes, the Aggies are still in contention and going to be playing for a national title, while the Longhorns will not. It's a beautiful thing. But to act like that game and that loss does not still, for me, sting today.
Have you felt that? Have you heard that?
I was disappointed in Lopez. That's bad bull.
I was disappointed in Lopez when he said that. Yeah, but it ultimately didn't matter.
It's circled on the damn calendar every year. It means more than any other game on the schedule.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that from you, Tyler.
Especially at 11-0.
It has been disappointing, the reaction from some. I couldn't believe that.
Well, my sister-in-law, who is like, when the game was over, she moved on to snacks and Netflix. But
I grabbed a gummy.
I'm glad that finished with gummy.
The interesting thing here, and to me what makes it so painful, is that Texas jumps into the SEC and goes to college ball playoffs two straight years. This was a year for you to one-up them. This was a year for you to do it undefeated, beat them the last game of the season to remain undefeated, and then you're in the college football playoffs. Really, I mean, you need to win a game or two, but really anything.
That loss took them from a chance to win an SEC championship.
Undefeated season, never SEC championship. Yeah, that was brutal. That was in the big scheme of things, that was brutal. Tyler, tell me this, and I don't know if you're not necessarily the one because you're obviously not a Longhorn. I personally think Texas A&M is significantly bigger than Texas OU.
Oh, yeah. I would co-sign that in a heartbeat. Absolutely. There's some Longhorns who like to act like, oh, it's little brother, and it doesn't mean it's all an act. We've been watching this rivalry since the damn 1800s.
Well, I look at it like,
it's unfair because I feel like A&M fans, there's not a secondary rival. Like I feel like A&M means even more to A&M than, because I don't think it's BS that they're, because I'm kind of involved in it in a similar thing in my rivals. I don't think it's BS that there are some Texas fans that look at OU as a bigger deal than A&M.
Yeah, I look at it like this. I don't have any skin in the game. My wife would be obviously the better one to ask in my family. I know there's some people out there, 713-572-4610. I'm looking at it from an outsider's perspective.
Yeah.
I would venture to say that it would be a 90%+ approval if you said, who would you rather lose to? Would you rather lose to OU or A&M? I think 10 out of 10 Longhorns would say OU.
They'd rather lose to OU?
Absolutely. I know my wife would. Now, that's also, there's a family dynamic there. But living in this state.
Saw that damn photo your wife posted.
And that's fair. from an outsider, somebody who has lived in Big 12 country in Kansas City, I'd always thought OU and Texas were bigger than A&M and Texas.
It feels very much. I could be completely wrong. I think if for a Longhorn that lives in Texas and is from Texas, I believe if you ask them who would you rather lose to, if you had to lose to one of them, I think 10 out of 10 would tell you OU. You got to live with this stuff. You can lose to OU, come home, and the Aggies may beat you up about it, or somebody around here may beat you, but you ain't got to live amongst them. You lose to A&M or vice versa, you got to listen to that crap at Thanksgiving. You got to listen to that crap at Christmas. You got to listen to it every day at work. You got to – like that. That's – I would think that the – if we're being honest here, I mean, if we're not just taking shots at the Aggies, if we're just being completely honest, what hurts you more, a loss to OU or a loss to the Aggies? I would think that it would be a significantly bigger number, say the Aggies.
Yeah, because I think it's just BS to say that game, to even downplay that at all. Yeah, it should hurt. Don't give me. Well, it hurts.
I agree. Move the snacks.
Or let's just roll on and say, well, I didn't really.
It's good for
deal.
Good
We're
for the
playoff.
Good for the Tylers and the J-Los of the world is you do have something to fall back on. It would be absolutely, I mean, excruciating if you were in a position to where that not only knocked you out of the SEC championship, but it also knocked you out of the college ball playoffs.
And it's them.
Right. Right. Yeah.
You haven't beaten them. I don't know how many.
So just, I mean, look, we've all been there before. Luckily, you got something as an Aggie to go. Yeah, that hurt a little bit. I'm going to lay around and bleed a little bit, but then I'm going to get up and go play for a national title. So it's a little bit easier of a blow right there to withstand than if it knocked you completely out of everything.
Text line coming through. Clint is correct. Rather lose to OU. Texas and OU has the whole state fair, and it's a damn holiday, but UT would never want to lose to A&M. for Texas fans, OU is a bigger game and a bigger rival. Yes, you always want to beat your in-state rival, but the OU game has been, and will continue to be more significant to Texas fans than the one against the Aggies. Plus, you can't really call a rivalry, all right, 78-34-1 a rival. All right.
Somebody's being hateful. Yeah, somebody. Well, look, I think there's also a dynamic to see the other side. I do think there's a dynamic of like OU and Texas were playing for national titles when this rivalry was a thing, right? Since the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's back in the Southwest Conference days. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that has some dynamic to it. I don't know. If I got to come home to it at night, that's a little more painful.
Because I think there are other ones. Just from afar, and I'm listening to you guys, and I'm seeing it split. Like, for Michigan State, Michigan State's number one rival is Michigan. But for Michigan, I think their number one rival is Ohio State. Now, maybe in that state, I don't know, and maybe I'm off on that, but hell, in Ohio they cross out the letter M on everything on the campus during that week.
I love that little
like tradition. That is so you know. And then Kansas State's biggest rival is Kansas, but I hate Missouri. Like that is the team. From afar. It's always been built up in my, like, OU, Texas, Red River rivalry.
What I end up telling folks, a little factoid, I mean, both Texas and Texas A&M have the other damn school in their school song. Like, that means something. Like, we're singing about hating each other. I don't hear no OU in that
Texas fight. I'm glad.
I think the layoff, too, took some...
some of the mustard or the whatever off of it.
I like it. I know where you're going.
Get on a burger. Shout out Bevo.
So I meant to say luster, but with mustard.
I like my. Are you hungry? 4 o'clock. It's about your time, ain't it?
It is. I'm about to go heat something up. All right, Wynn, what you got coming up at the 4?
A little tape drop Tuesday. I was able to lay my eyes on the game tape. All 22 dropped last night. And I'm going to tell you what I saw. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.